Kevin Bullish now joining us. Coach, how you doing today?
Hey, doing fantastic, Bill.
I am. I'm going through your numbers, man. I'm like, wow. You guys are averaging 41.4 points per game, giving up just 4 points per game. You've outscored opponents 373 to 43. What a tremendous season! But even though Platteville has kind of fallen on hard times, you got a tough one coming up on the road this weekend.
Oh, there's not a question. The history of this game is bizarre. You go back and look many, many years. It doesn't matter what either team's record is. It's going to be a dogfight on Saturday.
Platteville was a team that some of the recruiting changed, some of the eligibility changed. They were really on the rise. So when you look at this team and you see, because a lot of these games that they're going, I mean, they just lost to Stout by five. The week before that, they ended up getting beat 35-28. They've lost some close games. They played tough with Oshkosh for a while. They're a team that seems like they're there, but they just haven't been able to close some things out.
And that's exactly what it is. I mean, there's a lot of parity in our league right now, Bill. There's a lot of parity. And so you're seeing a lot of close battles. You're seeing a lot of what people perceive, you know, the common person perceives as upsets. And I'm just telling you, the league is spooky right now. Anybody can beat anyone any given day.
So talk about a little bit about your team and about things that are really flowing. It seems like offensively you made the coaching change this year. Your offense got into a rhythm, but your defense has really kind of thrived. You've been big on takeaways, not turning the ball over. It seems like the key things that any coach is going to preach at any clinic, you guys have been able to execute pretty well this year.
You know, the big thing defensively we look at is we're going to shut down the team's run game and not give you long passes, which is going to be key on Saturday. Offensively, the thing I'm really excited about is our balance, is our ability to be able to throw it to multiple different receivers, to be able to have multiple different running backs in the backfield. And that type of balance is really hard to defend.
The prospect of an undefeated season, I'm sure your seniors specifically have circled this and said this game is for – you always talk about the importance of every game, but this game, for them to be able to achieve that on their way out, this has got to be huge.
Not a question. So many people think that, you know, okay, they got the league match taken care of. They've got an automatic bid to playoffs. This game really sets the tone for what playoffs could look like for us. And obviously just the rivalry of this game. We're playing for the pickaxe. The great tradition of the George Chris Bowl is awesome. And so, yeah, you're right. This game is circled for those seniors.
So what does this game mean to the seniors other than the undefeated season, knowing that obviously you're going to have some postseason implications coming with this game, and you know you're going to be moving on. But what does this mean, last regular season game for your seniors?
To them, it's ultimately to conclude this thing correctly. And they've done a great job of staying focused in each week and preparing themselves and their teammates for the next battle. And you don't want to put a blemish on that. And you're right, it gives us puts us in a position to host some home games for playoffs, which that has huge implications when it comes to playoffs.
You got this game coming up on the road. You know it's not going to be an easy place to go in and get a win, but your team has been able to persevere over a lot. If you had to talk about something you've learned about this team last season to this season, what has it been?
Gritty. They are gritty guys. and I'll tell you, it starts really last year in 2017. We're 1-3 at the beginning of that season. And I'm greatly indebted to those 2017 seniors because they were the ones that grabbed the bull by the horns and grabbed this team with those juniors that are our seniors this year. And they're a gritty group that can handle adversity. And that's, as you know, that's the key thing in sports. Can you handle adversity as a team?
Coach, looking forward to it. The George Crist Trophy, the pickaxe at stake. It should be a good one. And next week we start to talk postseason. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Best of luck to you guys down there in Platteville this weekend.
Thank you very much, Bill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.